This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Springing James Ham here. Hammer, were you surprised to see Bears Packers are going at it on Amazon Prime? Two historic teams that will draw a massive ratings number are going to the streaming network.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, if you're Amazon Prime, that's why you paid the big bucks, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, somebody had to draw kind of the short straw. And, like, look, it's the playoffs. Every game matters. Every game should be a quality matchup. And of all the games, I think those are probably two of the more questionable teams, especially in the NFC. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little strange because they are storied franchises, but at the end of the day, what game would you prefer there? I guess some AFC games.
I mean, if I'm Amazon, I want that game, or I want the 49ers and Eagles. And we were just trying to figure out, like, I was just surprised to see the Packers and Bears there, and how the draw goes for, you know, where these teams wind up is interesting. Yeah. But that's not what you're here for, James. We have more injuries to discuss. A slew of them, as a matter of fact. The Sacramento Kings can't go a single game without someone getting hurt. And now it's Keegan Murray. That injury looked pretty bad last night, Hammer. I don't know if you've gotten anything from anyone today, but I know you were there last night, and that one looked rough for Keegan.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like, I mean, I don't want to play doctor here, but I would be surprised if it was a grade one ankle sprain. It looked like a grade two plus, which is not good. So your grades of ankle sprain are basically, are this, like, a grade one is the stretching of the ankle ligament. A grade two is a tear in the ligament, and a grade three is a complete severance of the ligament. That looked like, probably a pretty good quality grade two, which means like weeks. But maybe they got lucky. You never know. I think the one thing I'd point out is that throughout his career in Sacramento, Keegan has had injuries, but he hasn't had ankle injuries. And people who have ankle injuries, they typically, you know, once you stretch the ligament out pretty bad, you tend to have more ankle injuries. and guys who haven't had ankle injuries, and they usually heal up quicker and they don't have as much residual issue. So, you know, again, I played volleyball for years. How many times did I play with guys that, you know, they land on somebody coming underneath the net and roll an ankle? And it's the guys who have had massive amounts of ankle injuries that typically have the most difficult time. And so that's one good thing, is that it seems like he's a guy who has not had a lot of injuries to that specific area.
Would you consider this, so far, the way things have gone and how it's probably going to go for the next 3 or 4 weeks for Keegan Murray, would you consider this a lost season for him?
Mm. Maybe, but to be honest, I'm not even sure if I'd consider that a bad thing. Like, I know we're always worried about like the progression of a player, right? And you want him on the court, you want him developing, you want him taking these logical steps that make sense for everybody. But I also look at the cantankerous nature of this season and how it's spiraling out of control and how the basketball is bad and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. And that is something that I'm not sure that every player needs to go through multiple times, or, you know, like in this situation. Like, I would like to see a Keegan Murray with a blank slate in Sacramento. And I don't know if we're ever going to see that, but I certainly, you know, like if you want him to succeed, it might be with a different group of players. And like this group of players, I mean, clearly it's not it. We all know that at this point they're 8 and whatever they are.
Eight and bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the worst part is we're not even halfway through the season. So if Keegan Murray weren't here, getting more and more frustrated all the way through the trade deadline, I don't know that that's a horrible thing for this team. I mean, it's a horrible thing for the win loss record, but I don't know that that's a horrible thing for the franchise. And, you know, I don't know if it's a horrible thing for Keegan to not have to go through that. You know, I think this team is going to try their best to look a lot different after between now and the trade deadline. And certainly once we get to the trade deadline, I think that there's even more that can happen with players leaving after if they aren't traded. So I just think we're at this really dark place with this team. And again, like, that's not fun. Like, Keegan talked about it early in the season. He's never lost games like this. Like high school, college, like, not every player has to go through this, and not every player has gone through something like this where they're just stuck on a team that's no good. And that's just it. Again, it's the reality of where we are with this team. But, you know, I kind of feel for some of them, because this isn't something you chose until, you know, again, he signed his extension. But even when he signed his extension, he had no idea this was going to look this bad.
I mean, can I ask both of you guys a question about Keegan Murray? This is not any type of loaded question or whatever, just asking a question. It's kind of along the lines of John Poles saying earlier that we saw, what'd he say? We saw
he peaked his rookie year.
He peaked his rookie year. Yes or no, Keegan Murray will never shoot 40% or more from the 3-point line in his career again?
I don't know. I think he will. I think he is a very good shooter. I think that it hasn't proven out the last, you know, year and a half, but I think that he is a good shooter. You know, I watched him shoot in college. I watched him set a rookie NBA record for most 3-point makes in a season, shot 41%. Like, he made over 200 threes in his rookie season. So, like, I think he can be that player. But, you know, we were talking about it earlier, me and Kyle. This whole entire season, it feels like a team that's out of rhythm. And there is no, you know, I think Keegan, we've learned at this point, he's a rhythm shooter, right? And Kenny, I think as a scorer, you know that when you're trying to create for yourself, it's a different type of shot. When you're getting passed to from somebody else, it's a different kind of shot. But when it's like the entire thing is kind of off its rails and no pass is hitting you in the pocket and like, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't feel like anything this team does is in rhythm. That's really hard. And, you know, I'm not making excuses for anybody. I mean, everybody is culpable in what's happening at this point. But at the same time, like, man, you know, we used to have this thing where Marco Bellinelli complained about Rajon Rondo. He wanted to play with Rondo because Rondo gave him a perfect pass every time, and Darren Collison didn't give him a perfect pass, and he wasn't happy with the quality of pass he was getting to shoot in rhythm. I feel like that's the entire Sacramento Kings roster at this point. Like, nobody is getting a shot in rhythm, you know, and that's tough. You know, should he be hitting more of his 3-point shots? Absolutely. But I also, you know, this thing isn't working. Nothing is working. And that's a really difficult thing to play in when you're a rhythm shooter and you're trying to do anything, you know, that looks like it's in rhythm.
If part of what got traded, that 40%, is the complement of players, my answer is no, because I don't think he's going to have that complement of players again here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's possible.
I see the Chatty House is talking about it. There's a little buzz coming from Shams Charania and Mark Spears right now regarding Trae Young.
Mark Stein, right?
Both of them are talking about it.
Okay, Mark Spears, Mark Stein, and Shams Charania are tweeting about Trae Young and his team working with the Atlanta Hawks on potentially finding a trade partner for him. It seems like those talks have, given just reading some work from Mark Stein in recent days, has picked up quite a bit. I believe Mark Spears tweeted about Washington. Mm-hmm. I point this all out because I know Trae Young has been a frequent conversation. Trade targets, something that Sacramento can get involved in. We have learned very, very early in the Scott Perry process, he is not interested in Trae Young. There is no conversation to be had. You can feel differently, and that's completely okay. But with these murmurs seeming to be getting stronger and stronger regarding Trae Young and a potential move out of Atlanta, there is nothing leading us to believe that Sacramento has anything to do with this. In fact, have been told emphatically, Trae Young and Sacramento are not a thing. So whatever winds up with Trae, I know there's a lot of rumors regarding Anthony Davis and the Atlanta Hawks. Now there's rumors with Trae Young and the Washington Wizards. We'll see where all of that goes. But it's almost certainly not going to involve Sacramento in any way, shape, or form. Certainly not as a destination for Trae Young. Excuse me. Sorry, Hammer.
That's where I would say I would stop it there. Sacramento is not a destination for Trae Young. I've had that conversation with Scott Perry, in all honesty. And it's not that he hates Trae as a player or anything else. He's just not willing to put, you know, to trade for a player that instantly wants a massive extension, a 5-year, $300 million-ish extension, and for a player that plays one side of the court. And so, like, that was always a conversation. It was that, like, it's not that Trae's a bad player. It's just that for what the Kings are looking to do, he's a difficult player to fit in. And I don't agree 100%. I think, you know, again, if you could get into a situation where you were taking Trae Young but not having to give up massive assets outside of salary matching, I would at least listen. But I don't run the Sacramento Kings, and Scott Perry does. And if Scott Perry's not a Trae Young guy, I would at least kick the tires on the idea. Just because, you know, you do have a straight up matching contract. If they're willing to go Zach LaVine for Trae Young straight up, why not? Like, if you're the Kings. But that doesn't sound like it's in the cards. But I would not count out Sacramento getting involved in that transaction, or in a transaction involving the Atlanta Hawks, or even a transaction involving Anthony Davis at this point. The Kings need to hitch their wagon to somebody in trade season. And, you know, there are some things that are starting to bubble, sounds like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Okay. James, you mentioned while you were answering that question about Scott Perry and Trey doesn't really align with what the Kings are trying to do. Elaborate on that a little bit. Like, is it style of play wise? Is it roster construction? Is it financially? All the above? Like, what specifically is it that Trey Young has in his game and has as a player that doesn't line up with what the Kings are trying to do? And what are the Kings trying to do?
Well, I think, you know, the basic tenets that we keep hearing, whether it's Doug Christie or it's Scott Perry, or when you walk in the locker room, they actually painted them on the wall, like the basic tenets that they want. They want physical, they want competitive, they want a defensive minded basketball team. And there are things that, I mean, like Trae Young is really, really talented as a passer. He's a very inefficient scorer compared to what I thought he would be coming out of college. Even the 3-point shot for Trae Young has never really materialized like it looked like it would. He kind of looked like a young Steph Curry coming out of college that could hit from anywhere on the court at any second. And for whatever reason, that's just not really played out. He's like a 35% career shooter or something from three. So I think it's more about the physicality, the workmanlike, you know, nature that the Kings are trying to build their team like. And I just don't think he fits the concept. And again, you just open any app and say Sacramento Kings, and Scott Perry will magically show up in your feed telling you about his six things that he's looking for players and for his team. And Trae Young fits maybe three of them. And that's, I don't think, what the Kings are looking for. I also think that they would be looking for someone who might be a little bit younger. And that's, you know, Trae's still, what, 26, 27, but also somebody who is ready to take on a leadership role and be that guy if you're going to spend that kind of money. And so, again, I don't think it's all just like super negative about Trae Young. I just think he's not the type of player the Kings are looking for.
I'm going to give Scott Perry a chance. We will revisit this conversation at a later date and time if needed. If not needed, hey, salute to the GM and his vision. However, if I deem this conversation needing to be revisited, we absolutely will. Hammer, you mentioned a moment ago in talking about Keegan that, you know, maybe he could use a clean slate here in Sacramento. What does that look like to you? What does a clean slate for Keegan Murray look like for you?
Man, that's tough. I think there are certain players that he's shown he can play with here in Sacramento. And then, like, I would like to see him have players around him that play defense like he does. And if you had that, if you had the ability to find some long athletic defenders that can shoot the three and allow him to develop into something slightly different than what he is today, I think that that would be amazing. But the fact that this team is just void of defensive players and that Keegan is stuck defending the most difficult person on the other team every single night, I would like to see what Keegan Murray looks like with fresh legs. And not like being a two-way player is one thing, but being a two-way player for 40 minutes every single night because the rest of your team doesn't play defense is really, really brutal. And so I would like also like a team that appreciates the fact that he's the one who's playing defense and works to get him open, works to get him easy shots to repay him for all of the work he's doing on the other end. And again, like whether it's young players or whether it's just a different mix of players, like this team needs a frontline NBA point guard that can set people up. And, you know, we watched it last night again. It's the third game in four out of the last four where they had 9 assists in the first half. They finished with 17 assists last night. So 9 assists in the first half is like absolutely the most disgusting brand of basketball I've seen in Sacramento. Like this is not fun to watch at all. But then to back that up with 8 assists in the second half, it's just like, man, share the ball. Like get work for your teammates. Don't work for yourself. And watching this team play, it's just, you know, it's not just that they're losing. Is that they're losing in like egregious fashion all the time because they don't play the game the right way. And if like they can look you in the eye and say they're playing the game the right way, I don't believe them. So, I mean, it's tough, but let's be honest here. Like the whole sharing is caring is not happening at all. And like, I think we're starting to see, you know, a little bit of Keegan going, hey, I guess this is the game. This is what we're doing. So all of a sudden he's starting to take the ball off the dribble, starting to pull it from 18 feet. And I love it. I love watching it. I think, you know, Kenny, you've said you don't think he has that stuff in his bag. The more I see the mid-range stuff, the more I see him taking people off the dribble, the more I like it. But I also think that's he's in survival mode. He's looking around and going, this is what everyone else is doing, so I might as well do it too. And maybe that's the button that needs to be pushed that will force him to be more of an offensive player. But still, you know, going through last night's game, he goes 0 for 3 from 3. He just doesn't look like he has his legs. And that was before he got his ankle, you know, he rolled his ankle. So it's not easy. And I don't know if he's ever going to average 20 a game in a season. I don't know. But I certainly think that this brand of basketball right here, it's just... I mean, if anyone is having a good time watching it, like I need to take you to a psychiatrist.
God, man, no. How awful is your job? Like you, Sean, all of you guys that got to show up night after night, and poor Gary Gerald. God bless that man.
G-man.
He thought just he was out of the. He, you thought he I did it. I did it. Thank you, basketball gods. And they looked down at that poor man and said, not so fast.
Yeah, it's Dante's Inferno for him. He came out the dark side of the nine layers of hell, and here he is right.
That's a 2026
first
freeze.
Official freeze of 2026.
Yeah.
Mark it down. 3:22 p.m.
Who at the time?
On Monday, January 5th, the freeze is back, and this is a tough one. Hammer's kicked out of it. He's unthawed, but it's always funny. It's always funny. And yeah, we were talking about the awfulness that that the G-Man has to sustain. I meant to say, you, Sean Cunningham, the guys that show up there every day to cover this basketball team, whether you like it or not. And then it just reminded me that G-Man does not miss basketball games. Mm-hmm. I think he missed one that I remember to go into the Hall of Fame, or a Hall of Fame. And then one where they were, he was just so sick, they said, bro, you have to go home. And poor Jason Ross is called two games in like 10 years.
I think it's more than that, to be honest with you.
It probably like is.
On top of that, it hasn't been as long of a time as G-Man, but Katie there every night.
Yeah.
And Katie got to be nice.
Yeah.
She got to be nice when I'm seeing this trash out here on the court.
Yeah.
That's tough.
One day Katie's just going to stop talking. She's going to be like, I have no way to sugarcoat any of this. I'm just not going to say anything.
Oh, honey, please. Is that your line? You think that's going to happen, Dame? Well, come on.
When she was trying to, when poor Katie was trying to like be nice and kind in that Memphis, that 41-point Memphis, like, that's what I like to see from those. All right, man. Bless your heart, Katie. Bless your heart. I understand you got a job to do.
Well, Soren points out, to be fair, Katie doesn't see a lot of it because there's always someone in the way. From our view, it's obstructed. So shout out to Katie for doing the best
you
can.
You are better than me, Katie, because that is tough.
Yeah, we'd be fired.
That is tough.
D'Lo and KC calling the game, we'd be fired by the second quarter. Y'all need to get out of here.
Someone would be sitting there like spamming the dump button. Like, no, you can't say that on TV. Like, come on.
What, I can't say this team is ass? What, why? Why? Ass. Scott Perry, what do you plan to do to address this team being so awful? I remember before the season, Scott Perry wanted to talk to us. They haven't reached out to us.
No, in a while. It's gone out the window. It's gone out the window, but it's okay. We're still here. We're
just
still
said,
here.
Never mind.
You know, we're still here.
You don't need to talk to these guys.
You know, James, I said this earlier. Some people took it as slander. It was not slander. That's right. It was not slander, but I said, looking at Keegan Murray, I think the thought process that he's something drastically different than what he's shown us needs to go out the window. Like, he's a really good role player in this league. If you want to be a good team, you need a guy like Keegan Murray on your team. There's nothing wrong with that. The fact that he's not going to be this A-plus max type player, two-way guy, isn't a knock, but I think at this point it's clear that's not who he is. It's not who he is. We talk about the passing and stuff. I remember specifically, it's just one play. I remember specifically there was a play last night where it might have been the best ball movement the Kings have made in 2 months, where it was somebody attack, swing to the wing, to the top, to the wing, to Keegan. Wide open. Shoot that thing. Pump fake, one dribble, passed it back up top. Why? What are you doing? Shoot the ball. That ain't nobody's fault but his. That ain't nobody's like, hey, it's too much meme. No, they did everything they were supposed to do, and he won't shoot the rock. So,
I mean, he did have 12 shots and didn't play in the second half. I mean, like, he was shooting the ball.
No, I'm just talking about on that play specifically. It's just one play.
Yeah.
But it's like,
no, I get
shoot
it.
Shoot the ball. And it, to me, he's a damn good role player. There's nothing wrong with that. How is that a bad thing to say, like, I think he's going to be a really good 15-year veteran in this league? There's nothing wrong with that, but I don't have any aspirations or any thoughts that he can be anything more than that.
I remember aspiration.
But am I doing it too hastily, though? I am.
No, like, I think we're at a point where, I mean, you can kind of see who he is, for sure. But at the same time, like, having like outstanding defensive players who actually can score the ball as well, it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, let's like back out for a second. How many great two-way players are there in the league? Like, there's Kawhi. No, there's Kawhi. There's Jimmy Butler in his prime, was a great defensive player. And
oh, for going in his prime, Paul George, like Klay Thompson. Oh my God, wait a second. Okay, all right, James, this is getting a little ridiculous here. James with his...
It's funny with every time.
James with his second freeze of 2020. Here's what we'll do.
The country already, get him to civilization with good Wi-Fi.
Well, yeah, but he's got the lake out there. I don't know.
Those skunks are eating up the wires.
Yeah, it could very well be true. Yeah,
he's James, still frozen.
In James's defense, he has had a very traumatic 2025 with the skunk and the whole deal. So what we'll do is we'll let James thaw out. And we'll come back, and we'll see if we can get a third ham freeze here on our first show in 2026. You thought we were going to be professional this year? No, my friend. No, my friend, not at all. We'll come back with more of our insider from the insiders here. It's Dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
We're back, James. To be fair, no one was going to win in Cleveland when Mike Brown went back there. Nobody. I don't even remember what James was talking about.
It was almost a mutiny in L.A.
Well,
I was talking about two-way players.
Oh, like, that's right. You were talking
about. Yeah, there's like LeBron James. There's Jimmy Butler. There's Kawhi Leonard. And then like how many actual two-way players are there? At least elite two-way players that score a ton.
And you just referenced a bunch of guys like in their prime. Like how many are there really right now?
First one that comes to mind is Jaden McDaniels. I think he's a quasi two-way player. He doesn't.
What about SGA?
Would you quantify 10 points a game?
SGA.
What about De'Aaron?
Yeah, I think De'Aaron is the best perimeter defender, point guard in the game.
You don't agree, Hammer?
No. I mean, I watched him play for 8 years, Tatum. Whatever it was.
Jason Tatum. Yeah, like, Jaylen Brown, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but those guys are also like surrounded by defensive players for the most part. Jaden McDaniels is averaging 14.4 points per game. Like, yeah, is he a two-way player? Sure, but you know that's kind of the same exact thing Keegan is. So I think that that's where a lot of people might have problems. It's that he's more Jaylen McDaniels than he is, you know, someone who just scores the bucket.
And I'd love to have Jaylen McDaniels. Like, I'd love to have him here. I think that he is vital to Minnesota.
I think there's another problematic thing in this conversation is where was Jaden drafted?
21 or something.
Yeah, where was Keegan drafted? Like, that sits. Mm-hmm. Like, the fourth overall pick, like, sits. And it's, you know, it's tough. Like, that's a... Kings won the lottery to get to moved up in the lottery to get to the fourth spot.
Yeah, but like realistically, what's the difference between him and like Jabari Smith Jr., who was the pick before him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can also say at least he's that, because I remember Josh Jackson going the pick before De'Aaron Fox, and just a complete bust. Like, how many just complete busts are there in the league? Like, drafting in the top five, there are expectations for sure. But at least he's a really, really, really good defender that can score 15 points a game, 14, 15 points a game, and get you 7 rebounds a game. There are a lot of guys drafted in the top four who never do that. So, yeah, I mean, like someone brings up Marvin Bagley, much better player than Marvin Bagley.
That's true.
Like, yeah,
I do.
And
I don't think the Kings missed on anybody by drafting Keegan at 4. I just think it's like the Kings moved up in the draft to land at 4. And it's like, oh, we got a cool player. Like, that's tough. Like, you can get a cool player at 7, 8, 9, like, whatever. Where was Tyrese drafted? You know what I mean? Like, I think when you just look at the draft as a whole, as a Kings fan, you could throw your head through the glass like Shawn Michaels or Marty Jannetty, I should say, trying to escape.
Yeah.
Just like off the top of my head, like I can, like number 2 overall picks in the draft. Hasheem Thabeet. There we go. Hasheem Thabeet, Michael Beasley,
Lonzo Ball,
Derek Williams, Lonzo Ball, Jabari Parker, like. That's 5 right there out of the last 15 drafts that just aren't good basketball players. We're out of the league like super quick. And so like, look, I think like the fact that, yeah, Jahlil Okafor, there we go.
Ooh.
Like the fact that he's in the league and you know, just like process. Doing things, like you'd hope that he would ascend and be a consistent 18 to 20 point per game scorer with the defense, or that he would have just not been a defensive player and got up to like 24 points per game. But like at the end of the day, like you're always going to be left wanting a little bit more with him. But I still think he's a very, very high quality basketball player.
He is, but your Damian's point is still like, it's still valid. Like if the Kings did all of this year, got the 4th pick and got another Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
That wouldn't, like, we wouldn't be happy with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, We're trying to get a franchise guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what you hope to get with one of those top five guys. But I think.
Oh, especially this year.
Yeah.
Oh, especially this year. And, like, you have to realize, like, this can happen. Mm-hmm. Like, this new, I know they're talking about, I don't imagine any new tanking things will be put into play this season. But this new lottery system works. Mm-hmm. Like, it absolute a team in the play-in won the lottery last year. Like, it works. The worst team in the league, I don't think has won, or I don't think has gotten the number one draft pick yet.
I don't think so, yeah.
You're freaking Kings fans out, though.
But that's what I mean. You have to recognize, like, the Kings could finish with the worst record in the league, the second. I think it's the third worst record in the league right now. And pick sixth. Mm. Like, that's real. Like, sure, they could pick three. They could pick one. They could pick six. Like, whatever the lowest number that's possible, just start to brace yourself for that, for where they're slotted. Mm-hmm. So, Doug Christie, he said it the other night. There's luck involved. Mm-hmm. And the Sacramento Kings, they're going to need a lot of luck this offseason, both with how they navigate these big contracts and how those lottery balls go.
Yep.
They're going to need luck.
For sure.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that, like, in all honesty, they got so lucky this weekend that Max Reynaud didn't trash his knee and didn't miss the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about just, like, the worst gut check for Kings fans. At least you had something to pin your hopes to, you know, watch the rest of the season, and just brutal. But he survived, and that's all that matters in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anybody want to weigh in on this injury? Like, I think one of the unintentionally hilarious storylines, because this, you have to laugh at this season, because if you get upset, you're just going to be miserable. It's better to just laugh. And as I was sitting watching that game last night when I could have been watching the Steelers Ravens, I laughed. When the game went to commercial and there's Malik Monk talking about, hey, I'm a pizza guy. Recognizing that man has not checked into this game yet, and realizing he probably wasn't going to check into this game. And for those who are unaware, he in fact didn't. And now he's on this, like, on again, off again, garbage time blowout. He's not playing. Now he's going to be forced into playing because Keegan's down, and they're going to have to work something with the lineup again to where, and you've got, Keon dealing with whatever is going on with his thumb. But Doug is going to be, again, forced to play Malik Monk. Malik Monk's going to get off the bench, go onto the court, get a big pop from the Golden One Center crowd, and Scott Perry and, I guess, Doug Christie, too, are going to sit there begrudgingly watching this man play basketball. Again, you could be mad about it, or you can laugh. I chose to laugh. Because there's this guy who just can't get on the floor talking about, hey, I'm a pizza guy. This pizza box turns into a basketball hoop. And who the hell is playing basketball with a greasy-ass box of pizza? But it's cool because it fits into the Kings season. It is an absolute mess.
They want you to collect all three.
Oh, man.
Those and cockroaches.
I'll collect, like, all three when Malik Monk plays three games in a row.
Yeah, like, look, the buzz is going to start here with Malik. I heard some rumors today about a potential landing spot, and, like, I would not be surprised if he's moved between now and the deadline. Like, the Kings are looking to get off of as many of these contracts as they can. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you can move off of two of them, even if the two you move off of are Dennis Schroeder and Malik Monk, then you do it. You know, if you can open up some sort of freedom this summer, and then, you know, maybe go into the summer with one or two contracts that you might be able to move. Even if, you know, again, if you're able to move Malik and you're able to move Dennis Schroeder, like, both of them this offseason, I mean, at this break, and then you don't pick up the option year on DeMar DeRozan, now you're talking about saving, you know, I don't know, 35-50 million off the cap. and you might not be like a, you might not have a bunch of cap space, but at least you would drop down and you'd be able to have some room to maneuver. And that's where, you know, it's not just that the Kings are, you know, that they're bad. It's not just that they're old. It's that they're bad. They're old and they have a really expensive roster for a team that's not any good. And that's like really, really difficult. So you're hoping that over the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is, maybe 4 weeks at this point, I think it is 4 weeks, Jesus, that Scott's able to maneuver and at least clear something off the books, because like you need to speed this thing up as quick as possible so Kings fans aren't stuck watching what it is that we've seen this, you know, the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. I'd also say, like, I think there is still a way to, you know, get a top pick, bring a top pick along next season where they're playing a lot of minutes, sort of like what Cooper Flagg's doing right now. But also that you're building something at the same time. You don't have to throw everybody out the window. But a good cleanse is needed here.
James, let me ask you this question. Did we see a showcase game last night where Zach LaVine returns to the lineup against the funniest team in the NBA, for my account, the Milwaukee Bucks? I actually thought Zach was okay last night. I thought he played well. I thought he was part of the group combined with Schroeder and Clifford that really, for one of the rare times this year, looked like what we thought we were going to see at the beginning of the season. Schroeder came in and like part of that run to turn things around was picking up 94 feet. There was a level of intensity on the defensive end. And Zach was actually a part of that a little bit. Do you believe in, and if you do, was last night a showcase game?
I do believe in showcase games. I do. I've always, like, it used to be a running gag with me and John Santiago on the Cowbell Kingdom podcast. We would always joke about a showcase. I totally think that there are showcase games, and I don't know, you know, what the audition looked like from the other side. But that it also, that's a group of veteran coaches that have been around the league forever. And I don't know how much I believe in the possibility of him going to Milwaukee. I think there's maybe a little bit of smoke there. But typically when there is a little bit of smoke, you start hearing more and more and more about sort of the interview process where you start getting calls about potential guys like that and whether, you know, people like myself would think that they fit, or, you know, just around the league, you hear more of it. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been just like this huge amount of buzz when it comes to that potential trade. Now it could change, but if the Kings really want to do that deal, if Milwaukee really wanted to do that deal, they would have already done it. Now maybe they want to get closer to the deadline and see if there's, you know, they can get a player like, I don't know, Jeremy Grant for less, or, you know, one of the other players for less, or whether they can get involved with one of these bigger trades that might happen. But I definitely think the Kings, you know, if they could get a deal done, if they could have got a deal done a month ago, they would have, just because that's where this season's gone.
Hammer, what if they don't? Like, what if Scott can't do anything over the course of the next 4 weeks? Like, what if Zach LaVine is here for the remainder of the season? DeMar DeRozan is here for the remainder of the season. Domantas Sabonis, maybe he never comes back from the most vicious knee injury known to man that has left everyone confused. But maybe he can't move any of those guys. Then what?
Well, actually, I think that that's the most likely outcome here. Like, to be honest, at this point, like, if you can't, then you got a lot of work in front of you this summer. And not only that, I think it becomes a little easier this summer. But, you know, I think the fact that DeMar DeRozan's on an expiring contract that, you know, has a $10 million buyout for next year, that's something that I think some teams will look at. But if we get to February 6th or February 7th, whatever the date is, the day after, like, I think you do start to make some, like, some tough decisions. Like, you know, again, hey, DeMar, you know, I know we owe you $5 million, $10 million next year, but would you take $5 million next year if we let you go right now, pay you out for the rest of this year and let you go play for a winner. Okay, that's a possibility. You know, like I think you can have discussions with a couple of these guys, you know, whether Drew Eubanks or Dario Saric, you know, would you just clear up roster spots so you can sign Dylan Cardwell after the break? But one of the problems the Kings have is that they're actually over the luxury tax, you know, or they're super close to over they're right at the luxury tax, but I think they're a little bit over. So I wouldn't be shocked that the Kings are just trying to clear out a little bit just to make sure they're not paying a luxury tax dollar for an 8-win team. And that's going to be another step. So those people out there who love Keon Ellis, if the Kings trade Keon Ellis for a pair of second round picks or for a late first round pick, and they get nothing back in return outside of that, just a straight trade where he goes somewhere because he's a minimum scale contract guy, like understand that million plus is going to help them get underneath the luxury tax. And you're literally that close. It's within a couple of hundred thousand that they're at or above the luxury tax right now. It's a bad spot to be in, man. This is like, again, having the second or third oldest team. I think they have the second or third oldest team, but players who are playing, like, it's the oldest of the group. And that's not a comfortable spot to be in when you're 8-and whatever it is. You're 8-and really bad.
Yeah.
I think it's 8-28.
Oof. Yikes. Yeah. We kind of talked about that last week, Amber, where I don't think much of anything is going to happen with this group. You know what I mean? Like, if they can move a Zach or something like that, they will. But I think this is kind of the team that's going to see this year out, and then you'll work some stuff out in the summer. And yeah, when he talks about patience and slow playing, that's what he means. It's going to be a nondescript year this year. And then in the summer, they'll be 1 year closer to the end of some of these contracts. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a little easier to do it then. But February 6th or whatever, I'm not anticipating a lot happening that day or leading up to that day.
This wouldn't be a nondescript year. It would be a horrific year. Like, nondescript would be like 41-41 and you don't really know what you had, and you know, just kind of is what it is. I think, you know, I don't think Scott feels panicked, because at this point I believe that everyone kind of understands where we're at. Like, there is no magic trade that revitalizes the franchise today and makes them a really good team. And I don't know the reason why this is happening, but Vivek Ranadive isn't even sitting courtside anymore. Like, I don't know if he's in the building, but he's not sitting courtside anymore. And like, that's kind of where we're at. We're to that point. Even with Kyle Kuzma in the building, Vivek wasn't down there saying hi. And this is just, it's turned in a way that I don't think any of us saw coming. Like, we all had varying degrees of how bad could this get. But you know, I know, like, the lowest of the lows, I remember, Dame, was you're like, 33 wins, there's no way they'll only win 33. Like, 35, 36, that seems to be like the floor.
They made me.
Yeah, there's no 18? Way they're gonna win 33 games.
Yeah, that's right. That is preposterous at this point, but yeah, they have made me 18, look stupid.
20, like,
I nine.
Yeah.
I got them at 9. I think there's a real chance that the roster this team had to start training camp doesn't play a single game together. Mm. Between the Sabonis mysterious 10-week injury, the way guys are getting hurt, Keegan Murray now facing his second or third injury. Who knows what happens, you know, the trade deadline. Zach LaVine's 1-week injury turned into a 2-week injury. Doug Christie may never coach a single game with the full complement of players that he had when he agreed to become the Sacramento Kings head coach.
That's tough. Man.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Cardwell started the opener, didn't he?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I can't remember if it was him or Eubanks, but Eubanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Eubanks has started games this year, which tells you everything. God bless him.
It tells you everything you need to know. It's been one of those seasons where you're waiting for something to be different. And I think there is going to come a point where it's just fully young players running up and down the court, at least doing cardio and giving you something to cheer about. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's really, really hard. No, Dylan Cardwell started the sixth game of the year, my bad, when they played Milwaukee the first time.
Yeah. And then he got subbed out and never really saw him before again.
Hey, I'll tell you this, Doug. Doug wants him here right now. He just, like, you heard that this weekend. Like, he's like, no, I want Dylan here. Mm-hmm. But that's, you're up against the two-way contract and the 50 games that total he can play. And the fact that even if you waive somebody, you're still going to have to end up paying that person unless you're doing a non-guaranteed contract. We'll know about non-guaranteed contracts in the next day and a half. I think players, they have to clear waivers by, I think the deadline is January 10th. Players have to be waived by the 7th so they can clear waivers by the 10th. So we're right up against that right now. So at any moment, we'll find out the decision on Precious Achiuwa and Russell Westbrook. But I fully expect those two to be here. And so, like, it's a really bad spot to be in. You got 15 rostered spots taken, and there's not going to be a way to bring on Dylan Cardwell. And they may not sign Dylan Cardwell this season because it would push him over the luxury tax. And they can wait until this summer where they'll still have his bird rights. And, you know, again, they'd rather have him play the last 35 games of the season or whatever he's got left on his two-way than, you know, games right now when you have a healthy Drew Eubanks.
You know what I just thought about?
The Kings play a preposterous 8 o'clock game tomorrow.
I can't wait for that one.
Shout out to that.
Yeah. Crash.
I was like, I ain't seen Devin Carter in a while. Did he play in any of the blowouts? He had to play in the Kings game.
He didn't play yesterday. He played three games ago.
That was a Clippers game, I think, They should have.
Let's see. Clippers. Devin Carter played 7 minutes.
Come on, man. They were down by 40 at the half. He only played 7 minutes.
Doug McDermott played 7 minutes in that one. How about the blowout versus the Lakers? Devin Carter. Nope. Devin Carter didn't play in that one.
Mm. Yeah.
Just the observation. I was like, I ain't seen Devin in a while.
Didn't play versus Boston either.
Yeah. And Peyton in the chat says signing Cardwell would not push them into the tax. They have $3 million cap space right now. They don't. They don't have $3 million in cap space. That not from what I the math I've done.
The dumbest thing Kyle Madsen has ever said is the Kings will win 3 of 4 from January 16th to the 21st.
He still has an opportunity.
Those games are Washington, Portland, Miami, and Toronto, all at home.
Well,
come on, Kyle.
He also put up there that the 49ers were
going to lose to the Browns.
Well, he did have that up there as well. He also had the Ravens are good. In fact, Kyle Madsen's whole it's just bad up there for our man Kyle. He's got Sacramento Kings energy up on this whiteboard. We appreciate you for being with us. We'll be excited to be back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. beginning with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Knicks State!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.